Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Nate Regeer. He helps people-focused companies reimagine compassion at work by implementing the compassion mindset. Nate, welcome to our podcast.
It's great to be here. Thank you for this opportunity.
So before we dive into what you do, I just wanted to comment in terms of how we connected without connecting relative to this little pre-podcast interview. I'm not going to mention who these people are that we know, but essentially one of your, business partner's wife, someone I met like years ago, and she's involved with like this crazy awesome school in Malibu. But when I look at your LinkedIn profile, I'm like, well, how does a guy in Kansas connect with someone in Malibu? And I'm like, wow, that's so fascinating. But what I'm saying to the audience is that we live in a much smaller world than we think. And the more you're open to opening up your networks and finding people and working with people that are compassionate, you will be connected. Even though Nate and I don't know each other, but we're already connected with our passion and purpose in education. So Nate, thank you for sharing that connection that you have in Malibu.
Absolutely. And you know, without your curiosity to ask a few questions, we probably wouldn't have made that connection. So thank you for that.
I know. And it's funny because if you were talking to her and you're like, well, I was talking to the guy, Christopher Kai, like, wait, Christopher Kai.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to let her know.
Yeah. Again, I don't even know if she remembers me, to be quite honest, Nate, because it's been so long. But if you mentioned to her that this guy created this homeless youth program 10 years ago, then she might, because I mean, I don't know many people have created a homeless youth program. But regardless, I want to get back to you and your skill set and your expertise, which is the compassion mindset. I love the fact that the world seems to have really embraced these terms that might be perceived as weak, but they're not. Whether it's compassion, vulnerability, kindness, tell us the work that you do and why you chose to do this work on compassion.
Yeah, thank you. I grew up the son of missionary kids in Africa. And when I was growing up, I was around a lot of violence, a lot of prejudice, a lot of discrimination in Southern Africa. And my parents were missionaries. And so I always had this huge division between how I thought people were supposed to be treated and how I saw people treating each other. And so conflict was part of my life. And I've been on the eternal quest to somehow reconcile the diversity in the world that we kill each other about, and yet this idea that diversity has got to be part of the grand design of the universe. It's not on accident, and it's an amazing thing. And so in our quest to try to figure out how do we leverage the energy of diversity that so often shows up in conflict, what we discovered is that compassion is what we've been given as that tool. But most of us have no idea what compassion fully is, or how to use it, or even more so, how would you operationalize and implement it within a whole company culture?
So let's talk about it. Let's first define what you say compassion is and how we can actually apply it in a very tactical and practical way in a company culture.
Yeah. Well, compassion is more than empathy. In fact, it's not just empathy. Most people think maybe compassion is empathy in action, or we see these magnanimous role models like Gandhi and Mother Teresa and all these people that just seem to give. That's not full compassion. Compassion comes from the Latin root that means to struggle with or to suffer with. But our working definition of compassion is the practice of demonstrating that every human being is valuable, capable, and responsible in every interaction.
Interesting. Can you say that one more time, please?
Yeah. So compassion is the practice of demonstrating. So that means that it's not just something we talk about or do. We demonstrate it through our behavior, and it's a practice that we can cultivate. The second part is, what are we demonstrating? We're demonstrating that human beings are valuable, capable, and responsible. And that's important because it's not just that you're valuable, it's that you also are capable and can contribute. And you're responsible, which means every human being is 100% responsible for their thoughts, feelings, and actions. So how do we live that out? We live it out in every single interaction, every time we talk to each other, and how we communicate with each other to reinforce that those three things are true.
And so when you apply that to the workforce, is it almost like in the workplace, you have these things called KPIs, which means the key indicators. Oftentimes it's more about sales, but in this case, how do you go about really, again, implementing this compassionate mindset?
Well, what they say, what gets measured gets done. And so the first thing we have to do after having a working behavioral definition is we have to have measurement. So we create an assessment called the compassion assessment that measures a person's capabilities in a variety of different skill sets that contribute to compassion. So that's the first place. And then we can start educating people about what it is. And we've developed very observable behavioral guideposts and behavioral skill sets. And templates that people can then start learning and applying to all kinds of different workplace situations, like meetings or inclusion initiatives or change management, or even making a simple apology to a client.
Fascinating. Can you share with us some of the clients you work with and how it was implemented, how it was received? Because again, it's a very different way of looking at things, and I'm guessing there's a lot of positive outcome from it. So any specific examples you can share with us?
Yeah, one of the organizations we worked with is Carfax, and they were doing some integration. Canada and US merged, and there was just a lot of transition. We helped them with that. But one of the more rewarding examples was with one of the largest national car rental companies in the US, who prefer not to be named because, you know, companies don't want to officially endorse. But we worked with 240 of their call center managers who were responsible for virtually supporting and supervising all of these reps that are dealing with calls. And they were really struggling to have working relationships with these people that didn't feel adversarial. And so we trained them all virtually in the compassion mindset and how to apply that to their daily interactions with their people. And it really transformed from more of a adversarial type of relationship to people looked forward to the calls, looked forward to the supervision, and were really working in alignment with each other and starting to meet expectations that they hadn't met before and regularly meeting their targets.
Fascinating. Can you share what approach you use or what questions you might ask just as a starting point? Obviously, we can't go into the details, sure. But just a basic next step on how we can all implement some of the things you just mentioned.
Yeah, at the highest level, the compassion mindset is operationalized through a framework we call the compassion cycle. It's a cycle of three interdependent skills of openness, resourcefulness, and persistence. And so we help people understand which one of these is your strength, which is your weakness, how do you use them together to get things done. And in this situation, people found out that the supervisors were actually very open, very supportive, very caring. They were very resourceful. They tried to be resource and gave all the help they could give, but they were not persistent. They were not being crystal clear on boundaries, consequences in a way that was not attacking or blaming. So in effect, what they were doing is enabling poor performance although they thought they were helping. So for people out there listening, if we're going to treat people as valuable, capable, and responsible, we need to have equal measures of openness, of resourcefulness, and persistence with them.
Fascinating. Nate, your work again is both inspiring and insightful. Really appreciate you being on the podcast. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Next Element is my company, next-element.com. And if you want to really get specific about what we talked about, thecompassionmindset.com.
Great. My last question is, I always love titles and why people call their companies what they call them. Why did you decide to call your company Next?
I'm so glad you asked, because we put a lot of thought into it, and we were going to call ourselves New Element, but everything's new. Everybody's always trying to do the new thing. But what we really want to be is we want to be the next thing for someone and not minimize anything that they've been through before, but realize that we're adding to where they've been. The word element simultaneously means the smallest unit of a chemical reaction, but also the largest environment in which we thrive. So we focused on the smallest interactions that make the biggest difference.
That's awesome. For our listeners, just so you know, when you take that much time to think about your company title and you're able to articulate that, that's how you build a brand that people remember. I often talk about how you build a brand as a speaker, and you are a perfect example, Nate, of building your brand as a professional relative to your experience. So thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. Have a great day.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.